Parshas Vayeshev, Tavshinayin Ches. The Rambam Yisodei HaTorah Perek He Alocha Yud. The Rambam says the following. V'chol ha-poyrish me'avir, o asa mitzvah, lo mipnei davar ba'olam, lo pachad, ve'lo ira, ve'lo lavakesh kavod. The person does a mitzvah, or his poyrish me'avir, it means if he stops from doing some kind of a sin, or if he does something right, for no other reason, okay, not because of fear, not because of to get glory, ela b'pnei aboyre baruch hu, ela he does it only l'shem shomayim, kimniat Yosef atzadik atzmo meshet rabo, like Yosef atzadik stopped from having a relation with the wife of his master, harei ze mekadeshet Hashem. This is kiddush shem shomayim. So the ultimate example of kiddush shem shomayim is actually Yosef. Now, if we look at it and Purish bin Avera, once we look at the Psukim and to see why and how was he Purish bin Avera, we look at the whole conversation that he has with Eshes Potiphar. If we look at the conversation with Eshes Potiphar, Vayomer el eshet adonav, hein adoni lo yida iti mababayit, my master doesn't know anything with me that I do, meaning he gives me full confidence, v'chol asher yesh lo nasa b'yodi, he gave me everything in my hands. Inen godol b'bayit hazeh mimeni, and there is nobody bigger than me in this house, v'lo chasach mimeni meuma ki motach b'asherat ishto, nothing was taken away from him was besides you, that he's your his wife. V'eich se'es se'aro agdoel azoes, how can they do something so evil? V'chotosi l'eloikim, and I'll be choyte l'eloikim. So Rashi says, v'chotosi l'eloikim, b'nei noach nitztavu al arayot. That b'nei noach nitztavu al arayos. So the posh pshat is the arayos. So, and that's why he was poirish min avera, he says, v'chotosi l'eloikim. So the Ramban already asks here, he says in a second, but what's the whole conversation? That's not the reason he's giving. He's giving the reason because I cannot go ahead and be a kofui toiva, and be to rebel against my master, or to actually be ungrateful to my master. Has nothing to do with gilui arayos. So the Ramban in his first pshat says that that's the first conversation. The first conversation is that he was going to say that he was trying to just convince the wife, because he knew that the woman would not be taken by gilui arayos. That's why he was just giving a justification for her. But the real reason is v'chotosi l'eloikim, which means gilui arayos, even the apostle doesn't say that. The second pshat in the Ramban is something else, that really v'chotosi l'eloikim is because of that. He's telling the Eshes Potiphar, listen, I cannot be ungrateful to my master. My master gave me all the control. I owe him a debt of gratitude, and he's my master. So that rebellion against the master, this is the chatos el Elohim. And that's why I cannot do that. Now, why isn't the issue of Arias by coming to consideration? He says, because the woman would not relate, but he's not even mentioning or talking about the chatos el Elohim, which is the issue of Arias, which is the issue of Sebashashish. Now, if you look at the Brisk Rov here says the following. Says the Brisk Rov that the Gemara says in Soita that in the Roman Paskins Lalocha that Yosef got an extra hay in his name, Idus bi Yosef, because he went ahead and he was Mekadesh Shem Shamayim Beseser, that he was indeed transgressed the Avera. Okay? And the Ram says Beferush. That in the Hoishan you have to write Yehoisef. And Biskrov asks, what's a Chidush? Meaning he was, or even there is a Isur Arias to go ahead and to sleep with Eshes Potiphar. And the Isur, at least is the Isur Esev, Vedov Beishtoi. And that's Nogia even to a non-Jewish wife. I mean, not a non-Jewish woman married to a non-Jewish man. There is a Isur Vedov Beishtoi. So what's the chidush? That because he was Purish min Avera, he gets, besides everything else, meaning it's a terrible Avera. So Biskarov wants to say the following, that could be that the Isur And the reason he says, because here, perhaps, Yosef understood, that's the second of the foshas, he knew that if you not follow Eshet Potiphar, Eshet Potiphar is going to get back to him. And you'll be in a sakona, like he actually was in a sakona. So, mitzat sakonas nefoshas, he was mutar to transgress the isur of a dovak beishtoi. Because that isur, there is no, the isur derives that's oin en oimet bifikuach nefesh, it's only the isur of rayas. But the isur of a dovak beishtoi, that's a mitzvah sese, on that, there is no chiyuv to be moiser nefesh on that. And even avizarayu derayus, that's not considered. So says Mishkrov, mitzad that halacha, mitzad the halacha of arayus, he wasn't mechuyev. So Yemir, according to the Ramah, comes out very geshmak. The reason why, mitzad arayus, there was no problem. But here there was something much deeper. It was a kiddush Shem Shomayim, that there is an idea that you owe hakor satoyev, you have to appreciate what you're getting. Not only that, you have to appreciate, you owe a debt of gratitude. Not only that, you need an obligation. And that's what he's saying, v'chotos el Elohim, is that begida, that rebellion, that betrayal of his master. The betrayal of the master, that's the issue. The Rambam, when he says that person is Mekadesh Shem Shomayim, the ultimate quintessential example of Kiddush Shem Shomayim is Yosef. How does the Rambam learn? Is the Rambam learn v'chotos el Elohim like Rashi mitzad arayis? Or is he learn v'chotos el Elohim mitzad that betrayal of his master? So if you pay a look, pay attention, Loshon Rambam, the Loshon Rambam is ki Yosef sheporish me'eshes rabo, not me'eshes ish, but the esh, the wife of his master. Mashmah, the problem has nothing to do with the fact that she was an eshes ish, like Bruce Krov is saying, because mitzad eshes ish, there is no iser. That was a concept of oynes. The Loshon Rambam is El Kimniat Yosef Atzadik Atzmo Me'eshet Rabo, from the wife of his master. So it's very much that the Rambam is learning the same way like Buskrov is saying, that the Isur is not Mitzad Arayus, the Isur is Mitzad something totally different. It's Mitzad the idea that you owe a debt of gratitude. And the question that needs to be asked is, why is this Nisoyan becomes defining by Yosef HaTzadik? Yosef HaTzadik becomes defined by this Nisoyan, and according to this Havon, has nothing to do with Arias. Has to do with a word of being ungrateful, the idea of betrayal, the idea of Hakoras HaTov. Why is that so connected to Yosef HaTzadik? That he's called HaTzadik because of the Nisoyan. How does the Nisoyan reflect of who he actually is? We know the old Nisyonis of the Ovis is always a reflection of who they are. Avram, old Nisyonis, were that he was an ultimate natural Midas HaChesed, things against Midas HaChesed, meaning to be able to justify. Here, Yitzchok, all the Nisyonis, like Leosid Lov, will be Leosid, the Midas Adin, the Yaakov Kamenetsky always says that Nisyonis of Yitzchok will be Leosid Lov. The Gemara Shabbos says that when comes the time to Klal Yisrael, that Klal Yisrael will be in trouble, will be destroyed, they're going to call all the others, and the only one who will be able to save Klal Yisrael, that will say that Lechera, how long the life is, and he will say, let's split between me and you, because the two causes of the affairs of Klal Yisrael is Shibud Golias and the Yetzer Hara. So you will split with HaKadosh Baruch Hu and save Klal Yisrael, which is taking away Midas Adin, is Yitzchak. Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky says, that's the Nisoyon of Yitzchak. Yaakov in Midas HaEmes, his own Nisoyon is how to balance Midas HaEmes. So Yosef, his Nisoyon, is this idea of betrayal of his master. Why is that defining of Yosef? I mean, how is this defining? Second thing is, we know that Rabbi Yochanan has a very interesting shita in Oshas. He holds of Mukhlefes HaShita. The Gemara of Tesabot, based on the view, the Mudalef in Beya, talks about this concept of Mukhlefes HaShita. And what Mukhlefes HaShita means, that the Gemara has a Shabachlok is Besham Besil, and which is not consistent. And Rabbi Yochanan says, okay, you have to just switch. It appears to be this way, but it's the opposite. Let's switch. He goes ahead and he amends and he changes the text. And that's Rabbi Yochanan throughout. And the sugya there is very interesting, because the Gemara doesn't understand why Rabbi Yochanan had to be Mukhlef Sashita. Why couldn't he give a simple Teretz? So the Gemara says maybe because of something else, because of a different Raisa. And even to the Maskona, it's not clear why Rabbi Yochanan was so fast to pull the trigger and to say the Mukhlef Sashita, that the opinions have been switched. Why is this specifically Rabbi Yochanan, who endorses such a shita, which appears to be very, usually is the less attempt that you could do is to amend the text, to amend the tradition. And he's the one who becomes almost like a, becomes a defining characteristic for Rabbi Yochanan Chalos HaShita. Then if you go into the end of the Parsha, the end of the Parsha, we know that he that Yosef goes and he tells Sarah Mashkim to remember him and to intercede him to Paro. And the Pasuk says, Kim zecharta nidchok asher itavloch v'yosisa na'i modi chesed, and he asks him to intercede. And the Pasuk ends, V'lo zachar Sarah Mashkim et Yosef eishkacheu, and he did not remember Yosef and he forgot him. And the Gemara says, Rashi already quotes the Gemara, that, and Rashi says, Le'achar mikam nishetalabo Yosef lezachro, because Yosef relied on him to remember him, huskak liot also shteishonim, he had to be in prison for an additional 2 years, shenema, shleagevar, shesher Hashem miftochoi, happy the person who relies exclusively on Hashem, but upon that Ravim, and he doesn't go and into intermediaries. And the Pasuk says that he was there for 2 years, like Rashi says, where he became Shasai Vimim. And the Besha Chochma explains very givaldic. If you look at all the steps of Yosef, Yosef is always going into steps that he didn't go straight to his mission. There's always something that he goes and he becomes sold for 22 years. It took the whole journey of Yosef. So why Chazal are focusing on these extra 2 years? I mean, the whole 20 years was basically a delay. And on that was not a punishment. He says because all the years, the whole, there was a reason. He was learning something. There was something to be teaching him. There was a purpose. It's part of the unfolding of the dreams. The Gemara says something interesting. The Gemara says that a person should wait for a dream to be fully fulfilled for 22 years. Where do we learn that? From the dream of Yosef. And the Moshe Skenim of Bala Toysus as the following kasha. You see that Yosef had a dream twice, right? The dream of the Me'al Malumim, the bundles, and the dream of the Shemesh Ve'yarech, the sun and the moon. And in Parsha's Miketz, which is next week's Parsha, when Paro has two dreams, which Yosef interprets and says the reason for the two dreams is Kim Meher Elokim Lasoto, because Kodosh Baruch Hu, the dream is immediate, it's coming right away. Second, it says if that's the case, when the dream repeats twice, is a sign that things are going to happen right away. What's up, Shat, in the two dreams of Yosef, they took 22 years to happen. Now, you could answer because the dreams were different, like the Ramban says. But I think the answer is even more simple, because the dream started being fulfilled right away. The fulfilling, every step of the process is fulfillment of the dream. You're right, the end, Me'al Me'alumim, is the end, but it fulfilled like Paro. The dream took 7 years of plenty and years. It's an unfolding. The unfolding of the dream starts. So every step was like two steps forward, one step back. But even the step back, the Pasuk says, Vashem Matzliach Biyod, it's part of the process, it was part of the game, it was part of the Tochnit. The only 2 years that were completely useless, the Torah completely skips about them, is from the interpretation of the dream of Sarah Mashkim to the dream of Paro. That was a gap. And that, Chazal explained, that was a punishment. That should have been right away. There was nothing in between. The dream was fulfilled. There was the movie stopped. And the reason is because he relied on Sarah Mashkin. So that's what Shachokhma says. That's why Chazal were dafka bothered by these 2 years. Because everything else was part of the process. And here is 2 years that nothing unfolds. He just goes in limbo. And the question is, if that's the case, why 2 years? Why not 1 year? Why not 10 years? Mechatesi, 2 years. So those are the three questions. The first question is, why the defining Nisoyin of Yosef is that idea, the rebellion against his master, the ungratefulness? Why Rabbi Yochanan Chalos HaShita? And why the fact that he relied on Sarah Mashkim created this gap of 2 years, specifically 2 years, by 2 years? To answer all of this, we're going to go into what first the Zohar explains with what the Megala Mukos quotes, Chazal explained that Yaakov Avinu, Vayeshi Yaakov, Eile told us Yaakov, Yosef. Yosef is told us Yaakov. So Rashi already quotes that whatever happened to Yaakov happened to Yosef. Yosef is a repetition of Yaakov. Explains the Zohar that the two midas of Yaakov and Yosef is the same way Yaakov Avinu, the representation of Midas Hayam is the Vav. The Vav is, as we spoke, the straight line that connects beginning and end. And every Vav is spelled as a double Vav. Vav. So the second Vav, the second step of Midas Emes is Yosef. That's why Yosef is a repetition of Yaakov. And the question is, why and how is Yosef a repetition of Yaakov? Why did Yosef Vav, which represents Midas Emes of Yaakov Avinu, becomes real or becomes necessary to be repeated through Yosef HaTzadik? Why is that important? So the Megala Mukis in Shorish Kufayin Vav goes to explain why is on the pasuk Ve'unar es ben Bilch v'zni Zilpa Nesheyoviv, why is he called Nar, and why Yosef was ben Shvayis Reshona. When all of this happens, he was Shvayis Reshona. What's the significance of the 17? So he explains the following. There is such a thing called metat. Metat is called the sar haponim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which the Medrash says that metat is chanoich. And the Gemara explains in Daf Lamed Ches, in Sanhedrin, the following. Says the Gemara like this. Omar ha'umina leravidis, ksi vel Moshe amar ale el Hashem. It says that Kadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe, Ale el Hashem. Ale elai. Mibayil should have been, come up to me. Means come up to Hashem. Hashem is talking. Omalei, so Ravidis explained, Zeu metatron. The one, this relates to metat, Sheshmoi keshem raboy, because Shem Hashem is with him. Dechsiv kishmi bekirboy. That shmi bekirboy. So Rash in Chumash says, explains, Kishmi Bekirboy, because Metatron Begimatria is Shakai, is the name Shakai. But Rashi explains in Chumash what it means that HaKadosh, the Metat told Moshe Rabbeinu, go to Hashem. The Ramban says differently, that Hashem said, you go to Metat. The Torah was given through Metatron. So Alei Vayomer, Lech el Hashem. Hashem means not Hashem, means metat. We have to understand. So the mean essence, an obvious question, Yachim nifluchulei. If that's the case, why don't we worship metat? If metat is the one who shmi bekirboy, why don't we worship metat? So Ravidi's answer, ksiv al tamerboy. It says you should not rebel against him. Al temireni boy. The Loshon Tamer, Chazal changed not. You should be Loshon Hamro, which is rebellion, but don't switch me. Don't do a tumura. Don't switch me to him. That you, there's a isur that you cannot switch a Kadosh Baruch Hu to Metat. In Kem lo yisali pishachem lamali. So why does he say that the Malach is not going to carry your pshoim? If you are not mechuyev to worship him, and he's so irrelevant, what does it mean that he won't carry your pshoim? That's what the mean asked Ravidi. So, Malay himnusa beyodan. It's a Kabbalah in the tradition that we have. The filo beparvenan kalon kabline. It means that we don't want loisali pishach. It means we don't want him to intercede for us. We don't need him to be even a shliach. Dechsiv ayomer alav imin panecha oilchim al talinu mizeh. Otar kudosh bochim in panecha oilchim al talinu mizeh. That is, so fos mintos, the sar haponim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is how HaKadosh Baruch Hu relates to the world. That's what the Gemara says in Yevomis, that the Zayin Amud Beis, on the Pasuk Nar Hayisi Gam Zakanti, the Gemara says, Soru Shel Oilam Omri. Soru Shel Oilam. Toys who says Soru Shel Oilam is Metatron. Metatron, the what you call it, the Kalir, in his Pizmon says that this was betat. He's soru shaloilam. And Tois asks a kasha, second, if it's chanoich, is soru shaloilam. Right? So how can it be that soru shaloilam not is, mashma soru shaloilam, mashma that is from Bria Soilam? So Tois says midrash chalukis. So the explains the explains first of all the maral. What it means metatron? Metatron is the Soro Shaloilam. That's the one which is the unfolding of the history of the world. How HaKadosh Baruch Hu relates. That's the Saraponim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Lemala Mikol HaSoga. How HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets to be able to be seen. How he relates to us. How we perceive him. That's the Malach. The Malach Metatron, the Saraponim, is the idea is that he's called a Nar. What's the Loshon Nar? Nar. The Malbim explained the Carmel. The Loshon Nar is a youngster. Nar also means something to wake up. Vayinayr. Nar also means Loshon Ne'oire Shel Pishtan. If you have flax before they get word, it's called Ne'oires. It says, what's Nar and Ne'oires and to be Ne'or Mishnosoi? Is the idea when things are waking up, when the powers are waking up, when the powers that you have start becoming evident, the same way when a child in puberty, all of his koiches, all of his potential, and all of his traits start awakening. That's the awakening. That's the bringing out of that potential. That's the one that brings potential to be realized. That's why metat is that, is the gilui of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in such a way that he can relate to us. That's the mediation to allow us to create, that allows that HaKadosh Baruch Hu to bring into realization and allow us to be into realization. That's the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu presents himself. That's why it's called Nar and Zoken. Nar Hoisi Gamzakanti, from the beginning of the process till the end, that's Soro Shaloilam, that's how HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mizgale. The Rebbeinu Bechaye in Parshas Mishpotim explains the Soro Shaloilam, the Loshon Metatron. Metatron means matrona, means a master in Greek, and also metatur, which is a shliach, because he's both a master and a shliach. He's the master of the universe, but he is not real. He's only a gilu of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, something much bigger. But that's not HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's how HaKadosh Baruch Hu mediates through us. That's why it's a metatur. That's why it's called Meloshon, in the Aramaic says it, is Meloshon Mator. He's the guardian. He's the one that makes the world to be able to exist and not to disappear towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That is the filter, how HaKadosh Baruch Hu presents himself. That's the Sar Haponim. That's why Metat is be Gimachu Eved Avrom. The same way Avrom Avin to Mashpia Chesed, he had to get an Eved to make sure that he is able to give the Chesed. The Chazdo Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes through an Eved Avrom, which is Metat. That's why it's called Nar. The Shem Shomayim, which relates to Metat. By the way, in the word Nar, Stet Shez Nemaral Kudusha Godes, is Begimatra Ze Metatron. Nar, that ability to be Menayer, to go ahead and to bring about the potential, to make sure the potential is realized, that Koach is Ze, is the essence of Metatron. That's the same Gematria. Says the Megale Mukes, the Shem Shomayim, which relates to that, is the number 17. Why? Because Shem Shomayim be Mispar Koten is 17. Why? Because the Yud is 1, the He is 6, the other Vav is 6, right? Yud, He, Vav, 6, and then He. So it's 6, and 6 is 12, plus 5 is 17. That is the Shem Shomayim. Yosef is the physical representation of Metat. Because the emes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that exists, that Yaakov Avinu is able to see, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with us at all the time, that's unbreakable, that's the midas emes, that we are connected to Gov Emeroimim, that's the ultimate Vov, Chibur, Shamayim, Vorets, Lemaise, how it unfolds in Anhoga, is Yosef HaTzadik. Yosef HaTzadik is the one that brings it about. He's the one that's mefarnes in Mitzrayim. He's the one that brings Klal Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted Klal Yisrael to come to Mitzrayim. Yosef is the shliach that makes it happen. The one who needs Klal Yisrael needs parnosa mishnas arov. Who the one who does that? is Yosef. Yosef HaTzadik is their idea of the filter of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He is how HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes Jewish history happen through him. See, Yaakov Avinu didn't make Jewish history. The one made Jewish history is Yosef. Yaakov Avinu had the Avtocha. Avraham Avinu had the Bris Mila Btzorim. Yaakov Avinu had the Avtocha of what? Hine Anoichi Mochu Shmarticha Bechol Asher Telech. Who made Jewish history happen? That made us go to Mitzrayim, that Kodesh Baruch Hu came with us, and the Hashgoch was there to be the Hatzolah. He's the one who gives that word, the key word for the Goyel, Pakoid, Ifkoid, right? Davka Yosef. This is who, the one who allows a Kodesh Baruch Hu to be Mizgale. This is the Mid of Yosef. Mid of Yosef is called Yesoid. Emes is a theoretical idea, how Emes becomes real. How you could see things that allows you to connect something that's happening to something that's there. That's mid of Yisoid, with Kichol B'Shamayim Uvaret. That everything is Baret connects all the way to Shamayim. He's the Shliach that makes HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He is the Metatron in this world. He's how HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Noeg. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't do miracles. Miracles come through a vehicle that comes through a filter. Yosef is that first filter that we have that is able to take HaKadosh Baruch Hu all the way to Mitzrayim. That's HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the dream. That's the one that takes the dream, interprets the dream, and turns it into a message. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives you the dream, gives the potential. You are the one who realizes that potential. That's Nar. The one that makes Nar to Zoken is Metat, that representation of the Gilu of Metatron is him. Metatron is Chanoich. Chanoich is the one that brought him to Elam Hazah. Says the Maral, Tois asks, if it was Bria Sa'olam, how is it possible that Chanoich? Because Chanoich is the one Meloshin Chinuch. Chazal say in the Medrash, the Shlok quotes, he was Toifer Min Alayim. The Medrash says, the Medrash Talpio is, that he was a shoemaker. Why? Because he's a shoemaker that Kodesh Baruch Hu. Kodesh Baruch Hu wants to do, he's the Malbush. That Kodesh Baruch Hu is Mehalech Moelam Hazeh. That ability of humans to be a Giloev HaKodesh Baruch Hu, of his Anhoga, to be Sar Aponim here, not the stories in the world, but through humans, that they become the filter of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they become the expression of Metatron. The one who did that is the Chanoich. So you're right. The Chanoich was the one who brought it, not in the Olam HaMalochim and all the spiritual powers, but into the physical, into humans, being the mediators of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, making Jewish history happen, comes from Chanoich. Yosef is the one in Jewish history that becomes the representation of that. That's the mid of Yosef. That's why he's who Nar has been. He is the one that's Nar. He's the one that takes the dream, interprets, and makes it happen. There is a Ramban in the next week's Parsha that says that he gives the interpretation to Paro. Paro has a dream, and he goes and he interprets 7 years, or 7 years of plenty, and 7 years of hunger, etc. And then he says, and the Paro should appoint somebody to take care of the business. Yafkid HaMelech. And then he's appointed. The Ramban asks, 1 second, where do you see that in the dream that Paro should appoint somebody? Where do you see that in the dream? But the idea is that's Yosef, that's the mid of Metat. That when you see the potential, HaKadosh Baruch Hu just gave you a potential, now you have to seize that potential to make it happen. Because you realize HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaChocham and Nevirosh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu just gave you a great opportunity for you to go ahead and to take charge and to make your situation better and to bring the Gilui of HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'Olam Hazeh. That's Yosef HaTzadik. Yosef HaTzadik is Mitchilose v'Atzoifei. That's the Midah of Yosef, which is the Midah of Yesoid that brings Emes into reality, that is able to breed the Shliach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's both a master and the Shliach. The master and the Shliach. That's Yosef HaTzadik. That he is the one who is Mefarnes Bechol Oret. That's why he's the Loshon Nar. Nar, and that's why his mission starts at the age of 17, which is the Gilui de Shem HaKot. Now, Kodesh Baruch is Metzamtzem himself, and the Gilui of that Anhoga comes through him, the unfolding of Jewish history. That's the God of Jewish history. That's why he's in Greek. Right? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Greeks only wanted to, they only believed, the Ramban says, they only believed what they could see. They were very visual. To make HaKadosh Baruch Hu visual is what Metatras. That's the God of said Maral, that's the God of Jewish history. How God unfolds, the God of Hashgocha. And that example, how Metat, that Gilu is, the Gilu through the Odom, Chanoich, and that's Yosef HaTzadik in Jewish history. Mimele could understand very well. The mission of Yosef to be Zoiche is to have the Shem, the Hei, which is Malchus, which is the idea of the Mekablim, He was zoiche because he was not boiget. He did not rebel. He was not ungrateful. He was faithful to his master because his ability of Yosef is to be faithful to his master. If Yosef a tzaddik will be ungrateful, unfaithful to his master, he'll violate who he was, because he is the one who is the shliach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If he doesn't understand what it means to be a faithful to a master, to recognize the good, to recognize what things are, he violates who he are. And Yosef is that. I'm the one giving interpretation, but it's a Kodesh Baruch Hu. I'm faithful to my master. That's why the nisoyin of Yosef is to be faithful to his master. That his eshes raboi, the wife, which is the property of the husband, wanted to betray the husband. He's the one who never betray. Because if he betrays, he's not Yosef. So that faithfulness is Yosef HaTzadik. That's why Rabbi Yochanan always viewed himself as a continuation of Yosef HaTzadik. He's the one who had 10 children. The Gemara in Brochah said he carried the bones of his 10 children that died, because Yosef lost 10 children. We know the Gemara in Soita says he was supposed to have 12 children. He only had 2 because there were 10 tipoy zera that came from his fingers. So the idea is that he had 10 children that died. Rabbi Yochanan said on himself, Ana mizara di Yosef katena, I am the one, a child of Yosef. If you look at Yosef, all of it is Mukhlefes Ashita. The idea is what you see is not what you get. Because the midah of Yosef is, even though Yosef is the one doing it, even though Yosef is the matrona, he's a metatur. He is really a shliach. The idea is you think that he's the owner. Old story, right? In Paroi, whenever he was Mefarnes, they thought that he was a Mitri, but he's Yosef. His existence is a Mukhlefes Ashita. He was supposed to be a girl and he became a boy. He was supposed to become Dina. He's Mukhlefes Ashita. The whole idea of Midah of Yosef is that he's the Mishneh Lemelech Mitzrayim. He's the Mishneh of Paro. He's the second. He's telling, I'm only doing it mitzad HaKadosh Baruch Hu, mitzad Shnius. I'm the Shliach. I'm the Metatur, not the Matrona. That's the Midah of Yosef. Therefore, Rabbi Yochanan, who followed, he says, never things, appearances are misleading. Never things are what they look to be. Mukhlefes Ashita. You think it's A, it's really B. Ultimate Mukhlefes Ashita is the message of Yosef, and that's why Rabbi Yochanan applies it to learning. Never take things at face value. And therefore, the second Yosef relied on people, he violated his shlichus. His own shlichus is to do, but connect to the emes, who is the real Meshaleach. He violated the number 2. He's supposed to realize that we are the number 2 connected to the number 1. By relying, he relied on the number 2. His violation was 2 years. That's how HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the number 2, because the Shnius is what he is supposed to be. And that's exactly what Metat is all about. Metatrot is the Gil of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Gil of history. The idea is to realize that this connects to something much higher. That's why the mean, Navei the Zohar said, that's how we should worship this. So Metatro becomes the Gil of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Like every Avodah Zarah becomes like a Gil of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Our Muna is now. That Gil is not. You have to connect to something much, much, much higher. The idea of Metatro is Ein Panecho Elchem. We want to be Mizgalat HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'chvoido Be'atzmoi. All of history and etc. is only a derech how to get to there. Yosef HaTzadik is the one that he's the shliach, but he's a gilu of the meshaleach in the highest form possible. If he relies on the shliach and not on the meshaleach, violates who he is. He creates this dual. He's supposed to know that he's the number 2, that this connects to a much higher number 1. By relying on those, he's relying on the number 2. And that's the mistake. That's why he stayed the extra 2 years. And that's the lesson of Yosef. Yosef brings the emes leYaakov to realization. He is the vov leMindset. There is a theoretical vov that Kadosh Baruch Hu is always with us. How this unfolds in history, the one who brings about this idea is Yosef, the Hakora, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the shortest of everything, and everything connects to the Gilui that's much, much higher.